Hey, this is Jim McDonald. Welcome to episode 109 of the PowerCast. This episode is Mike Rashid and Omar Esoff. I think I mentioned last week that they had not met before, but we threw them together and came up with a great show, I think. Talked a lot about the life of a professional YouTuber and the things that the two of them have in common, and maybe some differences along the way, too. So it's a pretty cool show. Check it out. Our winner from last week's contest, our Instagram contest, is... at CORYPW. I will contact you directly on that. And this week's contest goes like this. Take a screenshot, or however you want to do it, of the episode that you like the best out of all 109 and post that on your Instagram. Be sure that you're following the PowerCast, which is at Mark Bell's PowerCast. Tag us on that post, and then tag five friends that you feel like would benefit from listening to that or watching this particular episode of the show. So that's tag the PowerCast and five friends, your favorite episode, and we'll run that through again next Tuesday. Oh, yeah, and here's something important. What are we giving away? We're giving away a slingshot, so either a... blue reactive, a red original, or a yellow full bore slingshot. So, and once again, we will sign one of those for you if you are the winner and you so request. So, as I said, that'll run through next Tuesday. Our sponsors for this episode, as always, howmuchabench.net, epowermagazine.com, Compex USA at shopcompex.com, Rogue Fitness at thepowercast.com/rogue, and Caveman Coffee Co. keeps us heavily caffeinated. Please keep up that trend of giving us a 5-star rating review on iTunes. Just go to iTunes. If you've done it once, you don't have to do it again. But if you haven't done it, please jump on and do that. We really appreciate that. And now on with episode 109 of the PowerCast.
You're all guys who...
Well, that was great last night, Mark.
At Super Training Gym in West Sacramento, California.
I can't believe we wiped out our internet.
The strongest gym in the West. This is Mark Bell's PowerCast.
We broke it.
Needless to say, Mark's wife is mad at me.
Net, thepowermagazine.com, CavemanCoffeeCo.com,
and
Complex Muscle Stim Products at shopcomplex.com.
Like, oh, I do it.
Oh, alongside Silent Mike and Jim McDee, here's your host.
You do every Sunday Q&A. Bell.
Why do you have so few followers then?
Because I'm a loser. That has nothing to do with me not using it.
Well, that's not. All right, well, I mean, this got serious.
It's recording all this.
Yeah, I know. The first 50 minutes of the 50-minute PowerCast is a waste, and then the
50
last 5 minutes.
50-minute PowerCast?
Yeah, it's pretty much all.
Dude, we've been doing 2-hour deep-ass podcast.
2 hours?
Yeah.
How long? We expanded from an hour
balls
to 2 hours?
Deep.
People
balls
have
deep.
Real stories.
We have nothing
to tell
but
us.
The nuts hanging out.
People have real stories to tell us, Omar Asimov.
I got nothing.
Okay.
What do you want to know?
Well, then you just sit here and be quiet, Mike Rashid.
Yeah, here we go.
Please tell us.
Yeah, he's in the middle. Got nothing to say.
The last
tell us
one
a nice
before...
story.
Nice.
How about a poop story? You got any poop stories? You ever blow one out during squats or anything?
Nah, that's never happened.
Heavy set of hammer curls or something?
Yeah, when I take my morning poops, my dog sits
by
the door.
Oh, he just hangs out?
You're a morning pooper.
Dogs are kind of like that.
Just sit right there.
Hey, wait a second. So this, if you're a morning pooper, how do you have morning wood usually, right?
Yes.
Okay, and then how do you manage the morning poop with the morning wood?
I mean, it goes down at some point. You know?
Oh. Yeah. Oh,
morning wood doesn't turn into afternoon wood.
It does.
You gotta wait. Mark sounds disappointed.
I'm not like I'm not comfortable.
Never mind, Mike.
I like to train around 11.
Omar, 12. What you doing later?
if I don't have that morning movement, I'm like, hold on, y'all. Gotta
get
some coffee or something. Yeah.
It's a movement.
It's a movement, baby.
Yeah, it's important.
It's not just taking a shit. It's a movement.
Yeah. It's a bowel movement.
There's an orchestra playing.
It is.
Dun 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 dun.
Symphony.
Smell it. You don't poop in the morning?
You got to clear it out. I poop nonstop all day long.
Well, I know, but what you...
Morning,
I heard you in the bathroom
night.
Next to me, man.
We have a you categorized poor Mike over here. Oh, you're a morning pooper, one of those.
Yeah.
Like, everybody poops in the morning, right?
Yeah, one of those guys.
You should. I think so, too.
Morning shower or night shower?
Both.
Yeah.
Depending on...
We could live together,
the nights.
Yeah.
I mean, if you really want
activities.
To.
Activities.
The only
if
real
you
question
it first.
Yeah.
Is if you shit after you shower, you got to get out the fuck out of the gym. That's weird.
Wait, if
so
you
what?
Shit.
You have to shit, then shower. If you shower, shit.
But what
you
if
can...
one sneaks up on you?
Are y'all like.
Well, then
like
you shower again.
You're thinking way too much.
No.
You're talking
like
about your butthole, basically.
Are y'all like that? Like,
yeah. No, I'll do public.
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. Fuck that paper.
I mean, some toilet paper needs to go down on the seat because you don't know why they're warm. Other than that, yeah. You never know.
Hey, do what you gotta do.
Yeah, I like nice bathrooms, though.
So where do you go? Are you a connoisseur of fine bathrooms?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you Google it? Is there a review website?
There should be. That should be an app. Like good places to shit.
That's a $1 million idea. Poop
good
idea.
Good places
right
to shit.
Yeah.
When I gotta go, I don't give a shit.
Like, yeah, yeah. I mean, when it's got to
you
give a shit. You give a big old shit.
I don't care about the conditions. I gotta be literal with you guys here.
Yeah, but Starbucks like has nice bathrooms. It's a one person deal. It's typically pretty clean. Shout out to Starbucks.
Like,
come on in.
I mean, whatever.
If you
got to
wash your hands, whatever. Nah, that shit happens.
That's what? Great. What happens?
I don't know. You're in there. Some bathrooms are weird. They'll have it'll be one man or a private, one female. We have a lady in the room. I don't want to be all whatever. So they'll have a toilet and a urinal, but it's only made for one person. That's a little weird.
Nah. But is it made for one person?
I think so, because there's no like,
or is there a party inside there?
You know what I mean?
That, yeah, well,
you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, but well, if you're at a bar though, and it's like
people don't give a fuck.
It's like it's like 1 a.m. People don't care.
I
care.
But it'd be great if someone was in there taking a shit and you took a piss.
I'd
like,
rather shit in
care.
Public than piss in public.
Oh,
because pissing like the urinals is piss fucking.
Oh, it splashes back on you.
I thought you meant it's all over the floor.
I thought you meant you were worried about being judged.
I'll be standing right here.
Hey.
You get a lot of this, Mike, over the urinal?
Like, hey.
I'm like, hey.
Oh, it's Mike Rasheed.
You just turn facing them like,
up,
oh.
What's up?
Oh, hey, yeah, you trying to sneak a peek over here? Hey, now.
That's
poop
weird.
The world.
Apparently there's an app called Poop the World that tells you the best places to poop.
Beat you to it.
Yeah, that's good, man. It's not popular, though. We
could
can
have
make
been a millionaire.
We can make a popular one. That's a gross logo. That's just gross.
It's a piece of shit on top of the world.
It's got a shit emoji on top of the world emoji.
Get a sponsorship deal with them. You know what I mean?
Oh, well, yeah.
Instagram, hey, y'all. It's like shout out my sponsors.
They say how many downloads it
has. Poop the World.
No, it doesn't.
Look out for me when I'm in New York. They let me know.
Customer reviews 5 out of 5.
PoopTheWorld.com, ladies and gentlemen.
It's customer, an app.
Customers
yeah,
are
app,
it's
poop,
amazing.
The poop app.
That's probably gross pictures or something.
My kids would like shit like that.
Yeah, it's funny.
Poop sounds.
Yeah.
And
yeah, there's a Gold's Gym in, Hermosa Beach. That's a good place to take a shit because
I haven't been to that
they
one.
They go in there and they blast the whole thing out with a hose. Like they the whole bathroom is tile.
Like a cattle ranch?
So yeah, they just go in there, they throw soap everywhere and they just blast the whole thing. It's nice and sparkly clean every time you go there.
I think
recommendations.
I highly recommend.
I used to be more bougie with bathrooms before I lived in the Middle East.
All right, we're white. Explain what that word means.
Bougie.
Bourgeois. Like I cared about the conditions of the bathroom.
You want it to be fancy.
Yeah, it's very nice of you to speak French when Omar's here. That's kind of you're open. Yeah.
Bourgeois.
Hey.
We say so. Yeah.
But yeah,
French Canadian.
The bathrooms be like. The
language
holes
love.
And the fucking...
Oh, yeah,
you
got
to
squat.
So I'm like, fuck it. You give me a porta-potty out here, I'm good.
Porta-potties are fucking gross.
So disgusting. Yeah. Hey, I took a shit on an airplane one time.
Oh,
no. Yeah, that's tough.
And I was scared. I didn't think it would flush. Like, you know.
What if you got trapped in there?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Doors but, locked.
Hey, but me and Mars, we always sit, like, I got a lot of miles, so I always upgrade to first class.
What's up with you and Mars?
So I fucking went to the back. I go all the way to the back so nobody, you know what I mean? Like, fuck it.
Black,
it's so funny. It's
there.
So funny on airplanes, like in first class, how when somebody try to walk up.
Oh, I love that.
And they'd be like, no, sir.
Get your broke ass out of here, motherfucker.
They'd be
I
like,
love that shit.
We don't want your shit up here.
Yeah.
You're kind of shitty, not welcome up here.
They're like, but I really have to go. They're like, I don't give a fuck. Get out of here right now.
I'm going to make a union for people in the back to not let first class people come back.
Come back there.
Nah,
you ain't coming back here taking a poop, bastard.
But that's some fucked up shit, though, right?
It
make people feel like shit. You know?
Yeah.
And then they close the curtain on people like, oh, sorry.
Yeah.
See what's going on.
Yeah.
See anything here?
They basically almost boot your ass out of there.
That's fucked up.
Or what about when you're getting on the plane and you have to walk through the first class to go to the coach?
Like, that guy has
they're all judging
you.
And they're not looking at you. They're like.
Yeah, they're all, yeah.
Like, fuck you.
I think that's the worst idea. Really, like, the people who are in first class should get on last.
You're last, right.
Yeah,
you're late.
They're just laughing. Like, look at these pieces of shit.
They should keep you in the bar and they just like signal you when it's time to get
yeah, somebody
like,
come and get you.
Come
yeah,
here,
yeah.
Come
here. VIP.
You know VIP I mean? Access.
What are you guys doing? What do we got going on here? Why are you in California, Omar Assmuffin?
Well, I moved down here
What?
I now live in your mansion.
Oh, you do?
Are we saying this publicly?
Which wing are you staying in, buddy? I haven't seen you.
The main floor?
The chicken wing.
Yeah. The chicken wing. Yeah. Oh, the buffalo wing.
Oh, my God. I almost died.
Made yourself right almost die.
I know. I was drinking, water, and I knew I needed to get that in. So.
Everything you've said, literally, I've taken, you know, to heart where you said, I'm like, oh, yeah, I came down last time, supposed to stay for the weekend, and I'm like, oh, this is pretty good. I want to film some more content. You said, stay as long as you want, pal.
And then I just
and now
you signed
I'm
a 10-year lease.
Yeah, you don't even know.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah,
how long have you been in my house for?
About a year.
Since, wow,
yeah. Since January. Since January. Yeah,
he's grown. He's gotten taller.
Yeah,
I was wondering what was going on with the fucking Cocoa Puffs.
Yeah, the clothesline.
Like Jake is really going through those Cocoa Puffs like crazy. Yeah. But now
he,
I understand.
He had just an extra door installed, so he's got a separate entrance.
Yeah, you don't even know. Yeah, your house is so big, you don't even know where I am.
The elevator.
Heating up that elevator. Getting stuck in there.
Slanger Mansion.
Yeah.
Slangers.
A new pool.
You got
is
any business here in California?
Absolutely
just,
nothing.
Just YouTube and just kicking it and just chilling?
Just kicking it. Just having fun.
You're going to L.A. with your boyfriend over there?
We don't want to call it that.
Yeah. I don't like labels. Yeah.
It's a bromance.
Yeah, I don't like labels.
Yeah. Bromance might be the word.
Whatever. It is what it is.
Interesting.
Janae said gender fluid, so...
Mm. Bro fluid.
Bro fluid. I don't want to talk about any bro fluid.
Yeah, what was that?
Yeah.
Gender fluid.
Yeah. It's a spectrum.
Fluid.
Yeah.
Mm,
it's a spectrum.
Word.
Yeah, fluid.
Fluid implies a lot.
Fluid and moist.
There's not any good fluid.
It's not.
None.
Anything from the human body is disgusting.
Most of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
That's not true.
Unless you emit magic or something like
magic
that.
Magic fluid?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Oh,
yeah.
Magic fluid.
Every time well, in that case. Off, yeah.
And then there's a gathering.
Oh, magic gathering. Fluid?
Okay.
Jim had his coffee this morning.
Jim is on point. Oh, Jim, what do you want to talk about?
There's actually
so many serious topics lately, you know, the last couple PowerCasts. So
don't try to suck up to us like you listen to our shit.
I don't. I think it's horrible.
I want to say this.
I don't know why I'm here.
I'm like, you know, y'all my boys, so I'll be checking in. But now I'm like... I got to see what's on the podcast.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it'd be some good fucking content, like, consistently.
Since you guys were on earlier in the year, we've had some just really amazing ones to me.
Like, I get the message.
Yeah, exactly.
Since we've been on, it's gotten better.
Now, Mike had some amazing moments in the one when he was on before. Mm-hmm. Like, we were mesmerized for a little bit. Some of the things you talked about and the way that you talked about them was like, okay, this guy's deep as fuck. We didn't get this before. Why didn't we know?
Right.
But he's deep as fuck, and he's had a lot of experiences. And I went to Adrian Larson, Tate Fletcher, when Tate and Keith were here. Tate took us places like I never thought we were going to go on the show.
He's had a lot of cool shit.
He did amazing stuff. Ed Cohn, always, you know, awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last few here, my boy Will, that was a lot of, that one really touched a lot of people. People told me that they like cried during that show. I was like, I don't get it. I only lived through it. I don't understand exactly that emotional impact. But, and then Janae, that one was,
it's crazy.
That was a journey.
It's heavy. It was heavy.
I listened to that one more than I have probably any other ones.
Were you crying on that beginning intro?
No, I was just sweaty. It was hot in here when I recorded that.
Oh, man, he's crying. I'm going to cry, too.
No.
That'd be great.
No.
It's not tears in my eyes.
I mean, what you said was real. It was so real, man. And, you know, it's like,
I'm seeing a bro.
30 years
right
ago, people would be talking a lot of shit.
Yeah.
You know, and I feel like one thing that I kind of like with society, I feel like people are becoming more progressive, a little more intelligent. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And intelligent in that being more accepting of people.
Right.
You know? Because if a person feel a certain way, who are any of us to tell them, no, that's wrong.
Yeah.
That's bullshit. You can't do that.
Yeah, I think intelligent we become, the more confident we become, the less we bother with what other people are doing.
Right.
Right.
If you're confident in what you're doing and you're educated or intelligent, who gives a fuck what...
Right.
It's not affecting us.
I got to say, too, that Janae, you know, I mean, we knew Janae as Matt and just the nicest person in the world.
Mm-hmm. I had breakfast with Matt.
And you had breakfast with Matt.
And then podcast with Janae.
And then I spent a long time talking after we were done with the podcast to Janae. And you know, it's just as much the real person.
Right.
That the name's different. And the outlook on how life is going to go is different, I guess. Like what are my relationships going to be like?
Right.
And what is his impact? What's the impact going to be? But
Well, he definitely has nothing to hide.
No.
You know,
no.
She has nothing to hide.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's a
very open about
that's a liberating thing in itself, not having anything to hide.
Right.
It's like,
yeah,
here it is.
It helps become more relatable.
Yeah. Right. There's been remarkably little hater comment on the on the full podcast. I think there was some that was on the week before, but the full podcast is, and all of our social media in general has been very positive about that.
Right.
People get it.
You know what
people
it is?
Understand.
They see you guys, because people are followers to an extent, right? But when you have leaders who are, you know, leading by example and doing the right things, making it cool to be accepting and intelligent or what have you, then they're like, okay, I can.
Yeah.
You know, I had a conversation with Kai Green. I was trying not to name drop. Really
fucking
but Kai Green is a fuck. Like the average person will look at him and be like, oh, this is a fucking act, right?
Right.
But shit, me and him, we just in passing, we fucking talk for like 2 hours in the middle of his training. You know what I mean? The dude is heavy, like, and I was like, this is what, like. The society, I mean, this is my little opinion, and all of the followers or fans or whatever, they need to see, they need people like you or like me or like us to make the good shit cool, make real shit cool.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Versus being just...
Even on a small level of that, like I've heard people tweet at us or whatever, like, I think it's cool, like you guys don't like drink or promote like partying super heavy. Like that made it cool and that makes it easier for me not to do it.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Right. You need
long hair is cool. Nice eyebrows are cool.
Right, right.
That's important.
Yeah.
That's important.
You're leading the way, buddy.
Long hair don't care.
You don't imagine, imagine if you mixed Omar's eyebrows with Mike Rashid's eyelashes. And then put a little spin.
We're talking about
the,
Princess Jasmine
the skin,
or something.
The skin color tone together.
Halfway. Okay.
Yeah, halfway in between.
What about the wiener?
Like mocha.
Hold on before
Before
you get too big of a boner.
Yeah.
And we mixed the lips a little bit, you know. I think there could be some possibilities there as well.
He's gonna
name
someone.
I'm going?
I know. Yeah.
And let's see, what else could we do? I think I don't know. I think that would
we're halfway to Beyonce. Yeah. Halfway to Beyonce.
There, yeah. I don't know. That would be hot.
We're going places. And
you guys should make.
Go.
You guys should make babies.
Yeah.
I mean, thanks for the
suggestion,
Mark.
That's got to be possible with stem cells and all this shit going on.
Oh, yeah. Now
it takes two dudes'
no one's
genetics.
Gonna
that is
no
fucking
one's
what
they
the limitation.
Is something wrong going to come out of that?
Two, two guys' genetics into
two centaur. Mad cow disease.
Centaur, human, baby, mermaids or something.
Without being too weird, I think they are doing that. Like, can't you choose your guys, your child's eye color sometimes?
I feel like if they do try to splice men's.
Oh, yeah.
So you talked about becoming more accepting. Do you accept his mascara that he's wearing right now?
Yeah, what do you think?
You know, to each his own. You know,
I
think.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know?
Why do we feel we're putting you on the spot,
funny,
though?
It's funny.
It's very acceptable.
I feel you're not accepting. If we're being open.
Yeah, you are,
public,
you are acting strange about
it.
I had a homeboy.
I sense tension.
One of my boys, he had like these light brown eyes, right? I like, damn, he probably getting all the girls. You know what I mean?
Right.
And then.
You
I
can name
thought,
drop.
I never
His
thought
name's
nothing
Mike.
Of it. I never thought nothing of it, right? So then he was from Chicago. Then one of his boys came into town, right? He had the same fucking eyes. I'm like, wait a minute.
Color contacts?
They had on color contacts.
Oh, yeah.
I was so
Omar knows all the tricks.
To me, that
gotta
was
do
so,
what you gotta do.
It was so bizarre. Like, why? Like, why do you do that, bro?
Do it
like,
all for the pussy.
Yeah.
I didn't
what are you, Limp Bizkit?
No, I didn't look at him saying no more.
What's that?
Are you Limp Bizkit?
Brick stuff. A limp what?
A chainsaw.
Do it all for the nookie?
Yeah.
Come on.
The nookie. So, Ass Muffin, you're here for
exactly.
your boy
for
he's
you.
Lifting at
and
the boss. The boss is me, right?
This is very true. Shout out to Jeremy Hamilton. Yeah, he's competing 220 first-time wraps in your wraps, actually.
Oh, my God. In your knee wraps. That's
cool. And he's I think he's competing alongside Dan Green. He's going, you know, try and perform his best. He recently had Rum 8. He did, like, 2017.
Damn.
He was, like, second of
sleeves,
all time.
Right?
Yeah, with sleeves. So he literally, you sent it like 4 months ago, the knee wraps.
Mm-hmm. Well, I did.
And he puts it, or Mike did. Hey, Mike, great job.
Thanks, pal.
Good job, Mike.
And he just wrapped himself and whatnot, and now, the squats have been going great. And actually, we're going down, Mike and I, to watch it tomorrow.
So he works out the same gym as you, right?
Yeah, Fortis Fitness. It's like the powerlifting kind of athletic gym in Toronto. Jim,
that's cool.
He would be, when you want to talk about a great guest, I suck. Like, I don't know why I'm here. But he would be a great guest.
Jeremy,
the owner also.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sean
Kelly. He has stories. You talked about Dirk Diggler, Boogie Nights. He has them all. It's like next level.
That's awesome.
Next
he's
level.
He's just one of those guys that's always fired up.
Oh, yeah. He's like 49, still powerlifting,
right.
Still jacked.
Yeah. And then you just moved on to doing some Olympic lifting, right?
This is very true. How some herkin and jerkin.
How hard is that shit?
Feels horrible. Doesn't like it's the mobility.
Coach?
I do. So
a couch?
I do. another couch. So the dude that coaches the Maple Leafs, Brian Marshall, he's a strength coach.
Cool. I didn't know that.
But he was really good at Olympic lifting. He used to train at Fortis Fitness. And I always said to myself, I want to do weightlifting for a long time. I just think it's, you know, it's athletic, it's powerful, it's a lot of really cool things.
It looks fucking hard, to be honest. Yeah. I've never even messed with it.
And so I waited a while before, because there's not many good coaches out there, right? So I wanted to get coached by him. So I waited a while. In the interim, I started doing some powerlifting, because that's what everyone else was doing, some strength training. But yeah, I transitioned over. I made that transition.
Hey,
and
now.
It's been feeling really good. Yeah, I feel really good about it. Yeah. Yeah, I'm excited, man.
Transitioning from a powerlifter to an Olympic lifter.
Yeah, ever since watching Transformers.
I think you're
going to
be judged, honestly.
And I think we should be open and accepting. If I want to weightlift.
Yeah, people can't even be open and accepting about different strength sports.
That's actually funny. Everyone,
bodybuilders hate powerlifters. Powerlifters used to hate bodybuilders. Now everybody hates CrossFit.
Well, it's funny where I said, you know, I'm no longer doing that powerlifting style stuff. I'm going to do weightlifting. Everyone's like,
you
fucking do CrossFit
anyway. Yeah, we never liked you anyways.
They're crying. Like, they form their identity behind, like, a sport, right? Like, I'm a power. Like, I'm Omar the powerlifter. I'm Omar the weightlifter. I'm a bodybuilder. And therefore, when you go against that or when you choose something else, right, it's like you're offending them because you're making a choice.
It's like people gotta like look, guys. It's just an activity, small part of what I do.
Yeah.
Right?
Well,
it's not my. That's not me.
Don't get caught up in it. Yeah,
but YouTube audiences don't like change.
Oh yeah,
I mean they really don't like very much change. I've spent some time talking to YouTube people over the last few months.
He's getting name drop.
No, I'm not. As a matter of fact, but
He was getting close.
Donald Trump,
but
Brandon Campbell,
like in a room with a bunch of YouTube creators, and everybody said no. Anytime I go off of what everybody expects, I get so much hate. Mm. And that's pretty much what probably. Did you lose followers over it all, or did
no?
Okay,
no.
The honest truth, cry.
It is. You're right. Certainly, in a sense, I think overall, in order to be successful on YouTube, you have to create like compelling, consistent content that has a unique niche. Like you're doing something no one else is doing. You're being yourself, right? And I think if you're transparent and you're open about that. Open and transparent, that it'll become possible. Like weightlifting, initially I announced it, and there was some feedback. Yeah. People were like, "Yo, man, like I followed you for powerlifting. Like I loved your stuff, the videos you did with Mark, Mike, Jeremy. What's going to go on?" And then they see the change, they see what you're doing, and over time, it's kind of like that Pepsi taste test challenge where they think, "Oh, that's pretty cool, actually. Like maybe I want to try that out." So it's.
Why are you talking about soda?
Because I just am.
You guys are I guys are both up over 300,000 subscribers
something
on
like that.
YouTube. Have
393.342.
Have you guys noticed?
Oh, shout out to Mike here. He has 20,000 on YouTube, actually. He's blowing it up.
Good job.
You're a hater.
Mike on YouTube at Silent Mike. 2Ks.
Hater.
Good job, Mike.
Hater.
But have you guys noticed, you try to present something cool to people, but it is different? It's like a little bit outside of what you normally would present. Is that a little bit hard to get a good amount of views? Like, obviously, if you go see CT Fletcher, you know, that's automatic home run. But if you go and see somebody who does, like, stock car racing or something, just something that you think, just something you're down with, but it may not appeal to your crowd.
I got a whole series. I'm writing a book. Some people know, but it's called Mental Jewels, right? So I do these video blogs. I just call them Mental Jewels. And those don't get nearly as many views as the training videos.
Right.
Nothing gets more views than bench press videos on my channel.
Right.
And then arms.
You lift them with your shirt off, being all jacked.
Right. Yeah. But those say like the average, you know, videos, 200,000-300,000, and then a Mental Jewels would be like 40,000-60,000,
right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
However, when people come and talk to me at expos, it's about Mental Jewels.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
All, and it grew. It used to be just one person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then it got the next expo, 10, then 30.
And you're
then
connected.
Those are people that come up to you and they're almost crying. They're man, I appreciate your show.
Difference between total views and impact then, maybe in a video.
It's engagement. I love that because you could throw – I see people all the time. They have the crazy screenshot, and then they name it something fucking ridiculous, a million views, and you look at it, you're like, really?
Yeah.
I don't want to do that. You know what I mean? So – and my growth, I'm telling you, it's crazy. It's been very – it's been slow and consistent. On average, it's like 300 to 600 subscribers a day. And it hasn't changed, you know what I mean, for like 2 years, you know. And I'm all right with that. It's not I don't have anything that's like shocking, like crazy over the top. Because I feel like when you shoot up like that, you are inevitably going to just shoot right back down.
I know that. Nice, I know that Omar is like well versed in YouTube, like him personally. And I remember having some conversations with you, but I don't remember if you were super well versed in it or if you have somebody else kind of doing it more for you. Is it a little bit of both with you?
I do it all, you know. I mean, I don't edit videos or anything. Right. Mars, he handles all of that. But as far as, you know, I'm on there. When I'm in town in Phoenix.
Making comments.
I'm fucking in my analytics. I'm in everything just fucking studying it. And it's funny because me and Mars would look at it together and it's like, there's no rhyme or reason to this shit.
Yeah, you know, it really isn't much.
Yeah, you don't always know why
you
something
gotta
sticks.
Be like you said, you got to be consistent. Yeah. You know, have your own niche and just consistency. You know, uniformity works. But I don't have any uniformity on my channel at all. And I'm like, fuck it.
It's just, right.
I got videos.
You just follow. You just follow the shit that you're into.
It's just you know. I put out. I feel like I'm. I don't put out anything that's not responsible. You know what I mean? Yeah. You know, I'm not gonna put out any bad advice. Anything that
I've seen a lot of bad advice.
Actually, I do have a bad advice series, but it's called. They know it's fictitious, but. Anyway, I try to put out responsible content, you know what I mean? Whether it be nutrition, training, whatever, you know? And, you know, you guys all know, you get asked all kind of questions, right. You know? And I do pick and choose what I answer and how I answer it. So, because, you know, some information may be good for me and terrible for you, you know? So, but I try to put out things that they can learn from, period.
Right.
You know, so, you know, it's not, my channel is not about me being cool and looking at me with my shirt off, you know? If I have my shirt off, I'm talking shit, proving a point, like the dad body shit or whatever, you know, because I'm a dad bod. So, you know.
What about you, Omar Ass Muffin?
In terms of what, Mark?
What do you think of, you know, like if you're presenting, like you're making the switch to Olympic lifting, when you present to Olympic lifting, is it, you know, 10,000 views as opposed to 40,000 or 100,000? Right.
I think the big question I always tend to ask myself when it comes to content is, does the content deserve to grow? Does it deserve views? And is it interesting and compelling?
That's a good way of looking at it.
Because the truth is, when it comes, if you're presenting something like weightlifting, do people inherently have interest in it? The answer is no, right? Because it's something new, it's weird, it's different, it's like European. People see, you know, lifters compete in it, like Russian lifters, and here in North America, not so much exposure. But if you wrap it in a way that's kind of funny, interesting, you make some jokes, just the editing that you do, you could create interest, you could create people that will become very interested in it and will want to watch it and therefore will make it grow. So I would say it's a combination when it comes to YouTube. It's always about doing what you want because it is your channel after all. But it's combining truly what you want to do and then in a way that people want to watch it. Because if you think about it, it's like, oh, I'll just do what I want to do. And if people want, it's like, you're on YouTube to get an audience. You're here to provide a message, right? You have to make sure the message is digestible, right? Like people actually want to watch it. They want to listen to it. So it's that combination of the two. Like I did the first, I guess, viral video was that green Power Ranger deadlift one.
Yeah.
Well, I'm like, I fucking love Power Rangers. Right. I love the fucking deadlift. All these deadlift PRs are boring as fuck. Everyone's like, oh, look, I'm hardcore. I'm like, shut the fuck up. Like, how about we throw on a costume? Make this a little bit silly, right? And do it this way. And like that is the thing. It's like, what do I want to do? What do people probably want to see? And then combine those two. And so I would say that, yeah, like some weightlifting videos are probably a little less viewed initially, but they've been steadily going up because interest grows. You could build interest, as Mike was saying, by providing good content or being an example or whatever. You bring interest into something, like your mental jewels or whatever.
Yeah. You haven't competed in powerlifting or Olympic lifting, right?
No, I
so
am
you're
planning.
Fake.
Yeah, I'm a fake natty. So I am planning.
Gonna say, I was going to mention something about that, and you haven't competed.
I don't know if you could tell.
In powerlifting just yet. You're going
tomorrow. Yeah.
Last week.
But my point was going to be is that I think that you know. You guys have kind of both taught me a lot about YouTube and told me different things and being like, you know, having, you know, things on there that are easy to associate with, having things that are more relatable and obtainable.
Yeah.
So for someone to go in the gym and to do a powerlifting movement and to kind of start to call themselves a powerlifter is a lot easier than them embracing the entire powerlifting thing and going to a powerlifting meet or starting to train at a powerlifting gym or trying to go on a bulk phase and trying to really get crazy strong.
Right.
For them to watch you deadlift and you deadlift, it's an easier thing for them to say, you know what? they said it increases the strength of your back and it makes you bigger, it makes you more jacked, it makes you stronger. I'm going to go fucking do that. So I think you guys have inspired thousands and thousands of people to powerlift, and I think it's really fucking cool whether you compete or not.
Yeah, yeah. I think I do have interest in competing when it comes to weightlifting. Like, that was a sport I wanted to do. Right. But I don't think you necessarily have to compete to instruct others or to serve as an example.
You're okay. Full of shit now.
Thank you. Thank you, Mark. Yeah, I like to think so.
I have a question about something that I've noticed recently. I don't know if you guys have noticed it at all, but
Jim McD.
The rev share is like on its way down.
What's that mean? Your AdSense?
Yeah.
All right. So fun fact.
A couple of things I know about, but
it's
going
to get awkward. It's going to get quiet. Okay. No, I just want to say something quickly. I didn't even know up until, so shout out to Brandon Campbell. Last year, I didn't even have ads enabled for my first 4 years. So I had 50 million views, God, which would be the equivalent of maybe $100,000 or whatever of ad revenue.
Especially at the time.
Yeah, about $100,000 I didn't earn, or maybe $80,000 to $100,000 I didn't earn for my first 4 years because I just didn't even know what it was.
Yeah,
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 yeah. So ouch. I would. So that's, the difference I would say is now.
So what were you doing on YouTube then?
Just like I had businesses outside of YouTube. Okay, yeah, I was doing YouTube was just for fun.
Okay, that's bored. That's part of the monetizing model people don't think about is
businesses,
going into
AKA
it.
Gay for pain.
I think Well, Mark, we could speak about yesterday. Hey, we made a killing.
I know.
Yeah.
Internet crash.
There was an internet crash at Mark's house. That is a true story.
Know,
that's no lie. It was about 11:30.
I know. I don't know. I didn't see that coming.
But no one did. But I was going to say that just speaking about the rev share, I do think what you earn due to YouTube views, like that's cool, but it's determined therefore by YouTube and what they decide to pay you as opposed to you trying to market something else to sell to your viewers. Because then it's dependent upon YouTube. I much rather do where it comes from me, like what I want to, how I want to earn my money, coaching or whatever.
There are still a lot of people though who are not monetized outside of AdSense or whatever. And what I keep hearing is that anything in mobile, you're not getting anything off of.
Yeah.
And that if somebody's running an ad blocker,
you're not
getting anything off of that either.
I quit.
Mm-hmm. Quit before you started.
Yeah, the thing is, it's getting this whole world of streaming media is growing rapidly. Like Facebook is about to start monetizing as well. So it's like, you're right. It's a lot of I had
a lot of flip flopping going on basically.
Flippity floppities. There's a. I just found out that most of my views are mobile, and you get paid more on desktops or laptops.
Right.
And YouTube is not like it's a stream of income, but I don't count on it. You know what I mean? It's just there. But I do use it for expression and to connect with my audience. That's the main reason that I use it.
And to just build an audience.
I happen to be able to sell product through there as well.
Right.
This is something I want to speak on too. Like, to all the people listening who complain about us selling things.
Yeah, Mike.
I had a guy, he was like, man, I want to support you and buy some of your wraps, but $45? Man, fuck that. No. I'm like, look, listen, bro. You don't have to support me. No, he said, $45, why? Just because your name's on it? I'm like, first of all, my name's not on it, for one. You don't have to support me. I'm putting this out for you, for y'all.
Right.
It's a quality piece of lifting gear. You know what I mean? You can buy a $10 wrap. I mean, I'm not knocking any of that. Like, why are you so angry at me? Do you email Nike and say, yo, these fucking Kobe's is $200 because Kobe name is on it? Like, come on. Like, do you rather buy some product from people who don't even lift, who just fucking make shit, buy shit from China?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Or people who's using this shit and
you can get stuff from China?
You can get some vagina. I can tell you about that.
Oh, vagina. A lot of vagina.
Vagina.
Oh, vagina.
Vagina.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
It's
just like
Austin
it's
Powers.
Like,
that's Quinn's favorite part. A lot of vagina.
I feel like this day and age, people have the advantage of getting stuff from people that they look up to, versus just random ABC Nutrition or ABC wrist wraps and fucking Target. You know what I'm saying?
Most people are looking for somebody to tell them, like, what's the best this? What's the best that? You know?
They want free. And what they don't realize is, like, video production costs.
Yeah.
They're getting it for free on YouTube.
Right.
I spend a lot of money on my content. You know what I mean? They don't see that. You know, not everybody do, and that's fine. But I like the way I like what I do.
Are you paying for friendships?
I do pay for friendships.
Okay, that's what I thought you just said. Yeah, I got it.
Andy gave
it. Yeah, we're still good for another week.
All right, cool. Mike, you
can come over and play.
All right, cool. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Yeah, you got
Mike's
that.
Investing on his YouTube, though. What did you just buy?
Friends?
A camera, but
I bought a real camera.
Yeah, but now he's making plays.
But people,
your camera's got like glue on it, and fucking
it is. It is people, so expensive.
But, popcorn.
But about that. Like that's. I think I respect that. You got to invest in yourself.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? You can't. Everything ain't free. You got to invest in yourself. You know what I mean? So
spend money to make money.
People ask all the time,
what do I need to do? And how can I start a clothing line? I'm like, what are you doing? What do you do?
Right.
It's way more than fucking idea and
Well,
your
Mike,
plan.
You and I talked about this. Like, you know, you just showed up here. You're doing the contest tomorrow down at Dan Green's. It's not his gym. It's actually somewhere else.
I think it is at his gym. I heard it wasn't. Me. But now I heard it is at his
gym. But anyways, you're saying.
But you come rolling in a you know, brand new looking Escalade that you just rented, I assume, right?
Yeah.
Just bought the day of.
But like, you know, to me.
Cash.
To me, that's not that everybody has to, you know, you're able to make that happen. Not everybody can make that happen, but
right.
You want to try to treat yourself, you know, you want to try to treat yourself good, yeah. And you want to try to put a certain perception out there. You know what I mean?
I
think it's important. You know, it's important not to go around looking like a dirtbag, basically.
I work hard. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I work my ass off. Like, that's all I do is work. I happen to love what I do for work.
Right.
So that's why I do it so much with no problem. But yeah, I mean, shit. If I want to rent an Escalade, yeah. I'm out of town.
Yeah, cruising some luxury.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think... Go ahead.
But, nah, go ahead.
I think that we all are shaping our content. You know, we're all structuring the things in such a way that, you know, we're educating, we're trying to connect or whatever. And to be as authentically ourselves as possible within that construct.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's not the boring you that got up in the morning and, you know, having a bowl of cereal. That's not who you're presenting on any kind of social media.
Sometimes they want to see that, though. That's the strange thing about it, you know.
Yeah, you taking care of your dog and sending your kids off to school or whatever. They want to see something just like normal.
But I feel like this is the ultimate version of reality. This is reality. Like, think about soap operas back in the day.
Right.
Yeah. It was fake reality.
Right.
Got it now.
Yeah.
And this is what we do, especially like if you do a day in the life or even Periscope or whatever, is realer than real, like reality TV, because that shit is scripted too.
Right.
Well, and the longer it plays out, the more real it gets, right? Because then you're no longer just like acting for five minutes or 20 minutes, however long it might be.
Yeah. And people follow you on everything you're doing. They know, like, I hop on Periscope. They be like, dang, bro, did you hurt yourself last week in that lift? Because you know what I mean? It's kind of cool, but it's just like you fought. Like,
how many different things
we're
are
all
on?
We're all in a Truman Show.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
That was a good movie.
And who's Jim Carrey? We are.
We are.
All of us. All five of us.
Wow. And we're the producers.
Yeah.
Omar, are you on like all different kinds of social media? No. I know you're on Facebook.
I just like YouTube.
I've seen you on the YouTubes.
The three that I primarily, the big one's YouTube, because I like that. It's the video content. It's the one of the most utility where I actually put in time and effort and just trying to, you know, give value.
I'd say that both of you guys are pretty awesome at Facebook, though. Your Facebook stuff's actually is unique because the wording of it always kind of...
Well, I write like posts or whatever you mean.
Yeah, the posts that you make on there.
Thank you, Mark.
They're not...
He talks about it a lot.
They're not even really video driven, you know, all the time.
The Facebook posts?
Yeah, they're not...
They don't really
drive people to your YouTube necessarily.
No, so it's a separate platform where I like to write a little bit, about just thoughts. A way, like the medium is the message.
I want to say like just one example I can think of is.
Oh boy.
You said, look at this guy's got like seven
phones.
Phones.
Eight phones.
Yeah. Stop it.
It's only two.
He whips out his T-Mobile sidekick.
This phone has Tammy's name in it, but her whole name's Jennifer.
Uh-oh.
And this phone has, never mind.
Don't cross the stream. You're saying.
Sorry. I don't know what
to say. Move on, Mark. Move on.
I don't know. Do you have a post you want to talk about?
No, yeah. Just
you want more compliments? Oh, Mark, you had something you're saying about me?
Understanding and absorbing.
One of the examples of the... he's like putting them in his holsters.
Woo-woo.
Gun pocket.
I need that fanny pack, though.
You need a fanny pack.
Mike has a fanny pack now.
I got a fanny pack.
Reebok one.
Reebok
sponsored
fannies.
Fanny.
I bought a fanny pack about 6 months ago.
Yeah.
Took it home and took it back the next day.
You never didn't rock it.
I couldn't even put one of your six phones in there. I would love a fanny pack because I always got all this fucking shit.
Yeah.
And your wallet and phones and keys. And
some gym clothes don't have pockets. Pie?
So, and I got to sit just, it down all the
can't,
time.
You can't just stick it in your sweatpants.
But I'm not, I just can't pull out. I can't pull out the fanny pack. I can't.
I think you can.
I
think you can.
I can't. I'm not Mike's doing, trying to I'm not doing a merce or whatever. I can't do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's a little much. A satchel.
So I just like, I just rough it out and just hold.
Pockets.
Have someone carry your shit.
I'm not that cool.
Hire some kid.
Next level.
Mars, god damn it. You gave me the wrong phone.
I was carrying Mars shit. Carrying cameras and shit.
Lugging all the stuff around.
Yeah.
Anyway, the post I remember is
back to
you,
me.
You basically just said, you know, powerlifting is real popular in 2015. What's coming next in 2016? And then it just had just a fuck ton of comments.
Yeah.
500 or 600 comments.
That's, that's a good.
Yeah, it was people going back and forth. You do a great job of engaging people. I think it's awesome. Jeez,
what did I do to get all these compliments, Mark? What's going on?
What
here?
Happened last night?
Am I off? Is Andy going to tell me I'm kicked out of the house like when I come back?
No, you guys are both scumbags. I hate you both.
Okay.
You guys already
know
that. But
you guys are
really good at what you do. You're professional YouTubers in a way.
Okay.
I know that you have other things going on. That's not always the main focus. But
you
guys do a great job of attracting people to the different things that you're doing.
All right. Let's give a compliment back here. I appreciate that. But your YouTube, no, for real.
I'm leaving if this is just going to be a fucking...
A wank fest. He just wants a shout out to his YouTube. Once again, guys, you can follow Mike on his YouTube channel, Silent Mike. He just started. He's at 20,000.
2Ks.
2Ks.
There's 1K hater. You don't even follow me on YouTube, huh?
The big thing I experienced when I actually came down to super training. So I watch your videos. I watch your brother's documentary, Bigger, Stronger, Faster, where I really enjoyed it. And then I remember I saw you afterwards, like, because... on the internet, people, he has a YouTube channel. I saw that. And I thought it was pretty cool. And then we actually Skyped. And I'm like, you're funnier when you talk in person than your videos were. And then I came down here, and I'm like, you're way funnier than either of them. None of your shit is capturing this. Like your videos are whack compared to what you are in reality. They're not doing it justice.
Right.
And then like, you know, you started with the content like Moneymaker, Mike, and whatnot. And it's really, really like next level stuff. Like the Ed Cohn stuff. Yeah, you're one of the few channels I actually check out. Yeah, yeah.
Trying to push it and get some good info out there.
Yeah.
But my point is like, I think a lot of people don't know how
to do it. I'm going home, by the way, because that compliment, like, where can you go from here?
Yeah,
nowhere.
Just downhill. I just think a lot of people just, you know, don't know how to do it all that well, and that they're not – what you guys are doing and what we do here at Super Training is we share information, and that information helps attract people to certain things or even just voicing an opinion. You know, and I think like more people need to kind of do that. The people that kind of complain, I don't have a sponsorship, I don't have this, I don't have that. They're just not attracting enough people. They're not thinking enough to do that.
I'd be like, fuck a sponsorship.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. Well, when you do things right, you don't need it. You don't.
I mean, I tell like, and it actually disheartens me. It saddens me when I see people that, you know, that I may not know, and then we meet, you know, people who are out there, and they're talking about like the importance that they're putting on sponsorships, and I'm like.
Yeah, they're kind of just looking for a handout.
You don't need that, though.
But they'll,
you know,
they also but think it'll like solve all their problems too.
It's like you're still at the mercy of somebody else.
What's you know? You've been in the industry for a long time. What's the most you've ever heard anybody get through a sponsorship? You don't have to say anybody's name or anything, but like
I mean, I know of a deal that somebody walked away from that was fucking crazy.
Yeah,
you know somebody I'm close to, and then that person still got a huge fucking deal.
Right.
Like.
So,
they can live comfortably,
right? But
off
I guess my point is like, there's only like five of those guys. That
yeah, well
that
over
could get,
six figures. You know what I mean? But it's
but the rest
on
of
top
people.
Of a bunch of other perks.
Right,
you know what I mean?
But in general, like a lot of times, those deals, those sponsorships are, if you're lucky, they're like $1,000 a month. I mean, aren't they? Isn't that kind of what's kicked around out there?
I mean, I don't know.
That's just something I've heard. I mean, I don't know.
I got a couple. I'm not like I get pitched stuff all the time.
Right.
Right. I'll hop on something if I have a genuine interest in it.
Yeah, if you like it, yeah.
Yeah, and I get a good amount of money sponsorship-wise.
Right.
However, I never, ever look at take it that serious.
Right.
Never. Because I don't ever want to be that guy that, hey, you guys send the money.
Right. Like, yeah, it's not amazing.
You know,
amazing.
It comes, you know. Right. That's just my ego, though. Like, I try to be as self-sufficient as possible and teach my kids that, you know, so...
Mark's right, though, that most of them, like what they actually offer, like on YouTube, let's say, they're horrible. Like they're not even worth the value of the person. You're totally right about that.
Somebody has like 200,000 or 300,000 followers.
It's funny you say that. We were on a plane today, and Mars was showing me, what was it called? Socialbluebook.com. Y'all heard of that?
No.
You know what Kelly's Blue Book,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
All right, so basically
it's your own value?
You plug in your social media
value,
and they calculate what you should be getting for posts.
That's pretty cool.
It's fucking perfect.
You put in YouTube, Instagram, anything?
Yeah,
or what?
Right now they have YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, and Vine. Facebook and a few others are coming.
And so you just plug in your amount of followers for each, and it gives you.
No, you put in your, you log in.
Oh, your tags.
And they calculate it.
That's pretty cool.
It's crazy. They put all your fucking. The coding is just crazy. They put all your stats.
You know what
I'm saying? And then they put what
that's
it,
pretty cool.
And you can send a quote, like
It sounds like a better version of Clout.
I don't know that one.
Clout's another one. It's I don't even know who started Clout, but essentially you put in. They don't have access to all of those.
Right.
You put in Twitter and LinkedIn and Facebook, and but there's no YouTube on it, which is big for a lot of people.
Yeah,
and there
are
a couple other ones that are not on there, and it gives you a score. It gives you an overall score.
Yeah, now this one puts an actual dollar amount. It puts a low, a high, and an average.
That's interesting.
It is.
Yeah. But at the same time, I wonder how they calculate the traction or their like your total perceived value. Because I know some people on YouTube, let's say they have 1 million or 2 million subscribers, and the amount of money they make off endorsements or whatever is lower than some people that have a couple hundred that are killing it.
Yeah,
it's because their traction is bad. Like their audience loves them. So I just it'd be interesting how they figured that out.
I,
you can use that as leverage
there
if
was
you
someone,
want to
negotiate. Yeah, exactly. There's someone I know that. They got fucking double what I got on YouTube, and I was like, "So what are you making a month?"
And you're killing them, right?
And I'm like, "Really? Like really?
That's it."
I'm like,
"What
about
that's
the
it?
One video and that?" And they're like, "Yeah."
No.
So
it depends on platform too. You know, Instagram, 100,000 people on Instagram might or isn't.
It's
powerful.
Not as powerful.
It's
as
worth about 10 YouTube subscribers.
I think it's a little more. People so addicted to Instagram.
When you
but
can
it's
argue,
not, it's nothing as powerful as YouTube. I tell people all the time.
Yeah. I totally
you got
agree.
Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. You can scroll through, like, not even see it. Whatever.
The only
YouTube, they you got their attention from 30 seconds to 30 minutes. They're watching.
Yeah. The only one I would argue is podcasts.
And that's impact.
Yeah,
just
because
the longer you can get someone's attention, the better.
Yes.
So, you're,
you,
like you said, your video's half an hour. That's a lot of info and connection.
Right.
Podcast is an hour. A lot of info, a lot of attention.
Yeah, and our downloads, just audio only, have doubled.
Y'all shouldn't even put this one out. There's too many secrets. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
secrets.
Maybe that's what we'll call this
one.
We'll
call the bonus, the lost tapes,
secrets,
the lost years.
Secrets and lies.
It's all just fake. We're all broke as shit.
Right.
That's true.
For real. I rented a
So you're doing doing a power thing meet tomorrow.
Yeah, man. I'm hopping in, you
God
know.
Damn.
And I'm gonna be 100% honest, you know.
You're gonna win
it.
You're gonna win it.
I'm a little nervous. You know, I do feel insecure about it, you know.
The singlet part or the lifting part?
The singlet.
Yeah.
You know.
I'll give you some socks, buddy. It won't be a problem.
Nah, but in all seriousness, you know, I beast out in the gym. You know what I mean? But, you know, with all of the commands.
Beast
and,
mode.
You
know, that's different,
this
man.
Shit is like, it is different, you know. So, and you know, a lot of people know, my first rep on a bench is shady.
Yeah.
And the second rep is fucking great. You know what I mean?
Make sure it's a rep competition.
Yeah, you should just ask if you can do some doubles.
Right? Even a triple. I'm good.
Yeah.
Warmed up. But, you know,
can
I want to.
Can we do incline bench?
I respect it so much. That I'm not trying to be the best, but I want to get good at it.
Yeah,
you
cool.
know what I mean? So
it's a great meet to choose, though.
Yeah, so
yeah,
I didn't.
Gym, they, a lot of competitive
they invited me to do it. You know, I would have chose to do something local, something just to practice, you know.
Oh, something maybe smaller first.
Right, but, right. But so I kind of feel a certain way about doing it because I don't want to feel like. I don't want anybody to feel disrespected who's been paying their dues to get invited to it, you know, for whatever reason they invited me to it.
I think the only disrespectful part will be you flying in your helicopter and having your own entrance music and stuff.
I already paid. It's already arranged.
You already hired a bench press for him.
Rappelling from the helicopter
over here, taking your robe off slowly before you do your bench press.
That's how I do my shit, though. I don't know what else to do, man.
I don't know this corner.
It's got to be some ceremony involved.
Right.
Hey, let's talk about boxing for a minute.
Doves flying in when I walk in.
Oh,
I mean, I don't know.
Doves.
Yeah.
Nice touch.
That's some purple rain.
Yeah, doves. Yeah.
Sign
right
of hope.
There.
Rose petals.
Right.
Yeah. Sign of
windows
hope.
Cry.
Wow.
Yeah.
I want the wind to blow my hair.
What do you think
you
about,
borrow
what
Omar's
think about doves?
I love doves.
What do they mean to you?
A dove, purity.
So you think that has anything to do with your childhood?
Yes, everything to do with my childhood.
Wow.
Whoa.
Uh-oh.
Hey.
Now we're getting somewhere.
Yeah, I don't know where we're going. We're going downhill fast. Where we're going
very fast.
Boxing.
Let's talk a little bit about boxing.
Boxing.
You used to box, man, and then
in some of your videos and shit. You're throwing some hands and it fucking looks brutal. Looks like you did
it's
some
not,
training.
It's not
so
brutal, though.
Well,
boxing is such a people,
the sweet science.
People have such a misconception about boxing. And then the biggest event in recent time was Mayweather-Pacquiao fight, right?
Yeah, which was kind of fucked.
But it wasn't, though. This is
yeah,
the thing.
Yeah, Mayweather is awesome.
Listen, people have no appreciation. The general public, the not the boxing fans, have no appreciation for boxing. Boxing
right.
is a sport. It's not fighting. You know,
right.
it's a sport.
Yeah, it's quite
you
different.
You hit and don't get hit. That's yeah. how you score points. You know, you yeah, make yeah. you miss. And not only that, when you actually, you box before, so you can attest to this, when you miss a punch, it's humiliating. It tires you out faster. When you miss a punch and get hit, it's even worse. You don't
yeah.
even want to punch. And that's what Mayweather does to so many people.
He's good at counter. He's a great counter.
And that in itself is brilliance. And there's another thing about him that people just don't even take in consideration. He's been a champion for 17 years.
That's fucking crazy.
It's fucking
yeah,
crazy.
It's
you know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah,
so
it's more than half my lifetime.
They don't look at all his fights when he was in there trying to knock people out and knocking people out. They look at him now, almost 40 years old, trying not to
yeah.
get brain damage. You know what I mean?
Right.
And he said it like, dude, I got kids. I'm not trying to be. There's so many. You have people like Freddie Roach, who I respect him as a coach, but he talks shit about people that box. He said they're running.
Right.
But he has neurological damage from when he was a boxer taking damage.
Right, right.
How can you tell me
well,
being
and,
defensive?
And the way that
is,
yeah. Mayweather fights, you know, he's literally kind of like standing sideways and shit. I don't think people even understand how hard that
and
is.
And that's
the
something
footwork,
that,
like it you just feel like you're going to fall down.
Yeah, you learn that early. You go like this to give them less target.
Right.
Yeah.
You don't want
right.
to get hit. Who
yeah,
want, right. I don't want to get hit. If I'm in a sport, I want to humiliate you and not get touched. I want to look like I didn't get in a fight.
Right.
You know
and he
I mean?
Almost always comes out that way, huh?
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, but, the you know, as people say, oh, UFC's taking over, boxing's dead. I'm like, how can you say that? There's guys that you've never heard of that they're locked in at $2 million a fight
yeah.
that you
yeah.
never heard of.
Yeah,
you just don't watch boxing.
Yeah, right.
Don't,
UFC guy
yeah.
doing that.
That's all media, I think.
Hmm?
If ESPN talked about boxing more, boxing would, then
well,
the regular
now,
public would think.
Now boxing, there's a promotion called PBC. Premier Boxing Championships. So now it's on ESPN, it's on CBS, it's on regular TV.
Yeah.
Like one of my friends, shout out to Abner Morris. You know, he's a 3-time world champion. He's fighting tomorrow night on primetime TV.
Yeah, that's cool.
So it's, you know, and they put in good fights. You know
I'd hit
what
him
mean?
With a chair. You know what I mean? I'd
yeah,
just
yeah.
give him a,
that's the move.
Yeah, I would make yeah. it like unfair.
Two
but,
four
yeah,
by
so.
Four with some barbed
which,
wire,
yeah.
Mankind
but
style.
But I love UFC too. I love combat in general, like combat sports. I love martial arts.
WWE.
You know what I mean?
Omar's Canadian. He doesn't fight.
I don't understand what that means.
Yeah.
Besides
yeah.
George St. Pierre.
He doesn't want to hurt
anything.
Hockey,
eh? Yeah.
A?
That's your best impression? Do your impression right now of Canada.
Hockey, eh?
I give that a negative 4 out of 10.
Yeah.
All right, let's hear your best California.
Hella.
That's Northern California. You're
that's
wrong.
Yeah,
California.
It's
wrong.
Is that not part of California?
I mean, I guess.
But when people think California, like, yeah, bro.
Me and Omar yeah. have had quite the standoff at the door many times about who's going to go in first.
We actually sometimes have not gone into a place.
You turn
yeah.
around and leave.
It's known as a, that is a Canadian
no,
standoff.
No, after you.
Who's
no,
more
let, no, allow
no,
me.
I
no,
really
no,
insist.
No, you.
Well, I'm holding
no,
the door,
no,
so you have to go inside.
Please, Omar, just go.
3 hours later, the place is closed.
And your horse
standing outside, and we haven't eaten food.
Yeah.
When are you coming back to professional wrestling?
Tomorrow night.
Well, how cool would that be, though?
Oh, it would hurt.
Yeah, you always told, like you said, like it sucks because like, it
would,
hurts.
He would die. He would die.
Yeah, well,
would
hold
die.
On.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's not.
No. He's afraid he's going to die anyway.
Yeah,
and this would hasten it.
Yeah, that would make that happen faster.
You've watched the wrestler though, right, Mark?
Yeah,
go out swinging.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
You know what blows my mind about the wrestler? It was originally part of the same script as the Black Swan.
Yeah, Aaron Oskey's a great director.
Yeah, that yeah. blows my mind.
Yeah.
That's two.
Pie,
I mean,
Black Swan,
yeah,
wrestler.
Yeah.
Yeah, those were two like high caliber movies.
Amazing
yeah,
movies.
Michael, you beat my Black Swan.
I am your Black Swan.
Yeah.
I'm your White Dove.
There it is there.
When doves
Ebony
cry.
Ebony and Ivory.
I mean, that's
Paul McCartney
if you want America.
Damn. Yeah. Vanilla
America
and chocolate
is the
swirl.
Only country without a race. And I predict in like 2 or 3 generations, our race will be just, you don't know what.
Just,
you don't know what the fuck
look like.
I think that's brown and yellow. Like Toronto is like the most diverse city, I think, in the world. Over 60% is a visible minority, and that's what you count.
What the invisible minority?
That's fucked.
Yeah.
That's deep.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sacramento's actually very diverse as well.
60% like is minority. I think
it's not. Well, that's the it means non-white, non-Caucasian.
I got what are you? Are you considered Caucasian?
I have no idea.
You're
depends on YouTube.
That's self-proclaimed, right?
Some I'm like
in a survey.
Yeah, I'm like a terrorist according to some on YouTube. Others I'm like, you know,
Kim Kardashian.
Latino. Yeah, it's like whatever.
What was your nationality?
I actually don't talk about that online because it just attracts too much negative.
What's Kim Kardashian?
Attention.
Armenian?
I got your back. Fuck it. I got your back. Let's go. who said something?
Yeah. I think some like backgrounds or whatnot have there's more judgment towards them. And it creates negative publicity.
He's African American.
Nigerian.
Yeah. Well, Michael Jackson. Yeah. Yeah.
You understand that.
I had that skin lightening thing like Michael Jackson, and it just got over. I'm incredibly proud of my background, actually. It's just on YouTube. Also, part of what it is straight up is I just don't disclose any public information. Like, you know, I barely talk about my brother, like how old I am, whatnot, because certain individuals want to take that information maybe and use it negatively against you. So it's not an issue of like being ashamed. It's the opposite.
Well, that blows the whole next hour of the podcast, which was going to be, you know,
in depth.
Omar, share your secret pain.
Yeah, there is no pain. And that is the secret. So it's boring and true.
You have no pain.
I got no pain. Yeah. And there are no gains. So here we go. Here I am. Hey, guys, it's been great. Yeah.
Wait a minute. I think we uncovered something.
I don't have anything
no
intense.
Pain, no gains.
But also, I think it's a mindset too, right? That you have when it's like people. Sometimes if you carry like excess like luggage or baggage or whatever, like things from the past, you got to reconcile that.
So you're saying whatever there might have been in the past,
you forgot about
let,
it.
You let go of it.
It's yesterday.
That doesn't
mean shit.
It doesn't define you in any way.
No.
What about the pain of being superior to Silent Mike? You guys had a competition
down in
Los Angeles.
Mark's
kind of
MVP.
Like, I mean, I love Silent Mike, you know?
I love him too.
He's like a brother to me in a way.
He's like the younger brother,
but,
even though
I mean,
he's older.
It's like on every level he seems to get smoked
like
by you.
Yeah, on the first one, you were the judge, and you clearly
said
I won.
Yeah, that's true.
No,
that's
he said afterwards because he felt like America couldn't lose to Canada. Somebody said Canada versus America thing on the YouTube.
Somebody on Periscope asked why you got to use the red slingshot. Shot and I had to use the blue slingshot.
Judge's rules. Ziski was the judge.
Ziski's a cheater.
Zeus. Well, hey, well, you picked him, so you tell
no, but
me.
That's
what gotta
that hurt. That's gotta hurt what? To be like that much better than somebody, right? I mean, that's gotta bother you.
You gotta ask him about that.
No, I'm just saying it's gotta. Doesn't it bother you?
You don't
like,
have any compassion for me.
Yeah, like because I mean it's cool to beat somebody, but when there's no competition, when you actually slaughter them, and then you start to feel bad, right?
This is true. So I try to make it up by shouting out his Instagram and YouTube all the time.
Oh, what are they? What are they, by the way?
Silent Mike. Silent Mike with two K's. I've never met a thirstier person than Silent Mike for like Instagram or whatnot.
Besides Fat Dan.
Well, Fat Dan doesn't count because
doesn't count.
Like,
we'll just end it there.
Because the reason is Bob because Evans. He doesn't count.
But what I was going to say is that he, he said, yeah, I'm trying to grow my Instagram. He told me that yesterday.
This is Fat Dan.
That's it. And I'm like, I don't even look at numbers and I'm like, this is what I do. But like, he's like, yeah, I'm trying to grow it. I got 3,000. I said, well, that's cool. And I said, what's your Instagram? And he gave it to me. He had 2,300. Who the fuck rounds up from 23 to 3,000? I got one more quick story and then I'm done with it. But it was amazing. So he was asking me like Instagram secrets about like captioning or whatnot, hashtags. I'm like, I have no fucking idea. But he asked me, he had a picture with his mom and he's like, hey, what should I caption this? And I said, I gave him one and like he took it and it started getting likes and I'm like, oh, whatever. That's awesome. He gives me the photo. He goes for me to see it, and I see on Instagram that he liked his own photo, right?
Yeah, you can't do that.
Well, I said, wait a second. I said, you liked your own photo? And then he said, oh, did I? I click on his profile. I swear to God. Every photo is like, so he's pretending like he only liked that one. He's like, oh, yeah.
I don't think so.
Did I?
I like all my own stuff.
I'm just not first. I like everything.
It was amazing. Funny.
And comment. Do you comment on it? Like, oh, awesome.
Yeah, I go to friends shit,
Mike,
too.
You're the best.
I go to, like, friends. I go to other friends, too, and I like their shit, too. I'm like, he needs more points. Like, it's like a game. Like,
yeah,
points,
he gets the most
know?
Amount of points.
Yeah.
Yeah. I actually do think some people on YouTube, won't name names, but I do think that some create second accounts. Like, sometimes, because you get, like, haters, like,
oh,
who cares,
that's
right?
Good.
But they create
never thought
good,
of it. Yeah. I'm going to have seven accounts.
They create second accounts.
Good job, champ. Looking jacked.
Yeah. Mark, why are you so jacked?
Yeah,
yeah. It's certain people that be religiously online. I'm like, and you could tell what they're trying to get. Like, oh, thank you, bro. Oh, that's what's up. And I'm like, bro, it's like
Mars, isn't it? It's Mars. He's on there,
talking shit.
Mm-hmm.
I just like.
Wait, the, do you just yawn, Mike?
Yeah, you guys are boring as fuck.
Wow, wow.
What's that guy? There's a guy. Shuttle bottom.
Tim Shufflebottom.
Shufflebottom. Yeah.
I shot this motherfucker 30 times. And yeah. He keeps coming back. How?
Yeah.
I think it's other people making it. I think a million people would.
He's moved on from our channel at this point.
I think trolls are pretty fun.
Like, he started liking me, like giving me props and shit. I don't trust you, motherfucker.
Like stand like Eminem, like or
just like just trying to be positive on my shit.
Oh, okay.
But I block. I think it's just a bunch of people with that name.
Yeah, I think one guy started and then everyone thought it was so funny.
Yeah. What's interesting is that some people, like some YouTubers, I think they create second accounts so to address those troll comments. And they always know more information than any fan would clearly know about the video or the person, and it's so obvious.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Wow.
If you get like lit up by like someone leaving a random, think about it, it's a random person leaving a random comment on your channel. Who gives a fuck? That might sound like narcissistic.
Let's talk about
it.
I like when the people, my people, fucking get on
defend
the
you.
Ass.
Yeah,
that's funny, isn't it? Get they them. Jump on them.
Get them.
Let's talk about some classics that we've heard on our channels.
Like,
well, yeah.
No,
yeah.
They're funny. Well, some people are
one guy said,
I like
so
to
funny.
Read it, man. Some of the trolls, I love it.
I'd be on an airplane, I'd be feeling so childish by the people sitting there. I'm like dying.
Yeah. Some people are hilarious.
Some people are good at like ripping you apart. I'm the Andre Agassi on steroids.
Mark's the Andre Agassi
on
steroids.
That's a compliment.
Yeah,
that's
silent,
a champion.
The silent Mike is using synthol on his nose.
Yeah, that's not bad. Like, everybody's like, oh, what's wrong with your nose? Like, all right, that's not funny, dickhead. Like, be a little more creative.
Right.
Yeah.
Or why isn't he silent?
Yeah.
His name's Silent
Mike.
You guys got some good ones?
Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, that was funny.
I get the cleavage because I got like forehead cleavage. Yeah.
Kim Kardashian is pretty funny because it's not really an insult.
The unibrow, like
the ass chest, right?
Yeah, that I think that's a compliment.
Did you start that, or someone else did?
Someone else started that.
CT started ass chest.
Oh, did he? Yeah.
CT came up with that.
Dang.
CT Fletcher already.
He talks about ass chest.
He's got some pecs.
Ass chest.
That's great.
Pecs for days.
But you just have squiggly hairs in yours, so yours really
looks like a
butt crack.
Yeah. I posted a photo one time.
Oh,
there's
like 12 of them in there, right?
And then we brought that up last time on the Instagram. I just couldn't get a read on this photo here. I don't know what I'm looking at.
What video have you guys posted that has had the like the crazy, like not
craziest
biggest
response.
Impact, but yeah, craziest like response? Like people just like flip. I know, like you said, like. Because you wear the stringer tank top, sometimes people flip out because of the nipple slip.
Well, the 14-year-old kid's like, I see a nipple.
Yeah,
it's just, like, okay.
That's a 30-year-old man.
Yeah.
You think it's a 14-year-old?
Right, he's a grown man.
A grown ass man at home
with a 14-year-old son.
Hey now.
Uh oh. But yeah, you were saying, Mark. What video?
What about you? You guys, anything, like anything that's just had outrageous comments? People either pissed or people happy or just it could be anything.
Yeah, your brother shot a video for my channel,
right?
And I named it from Fat Powerlifter to Jack Metrosexual, and that's like 1.5 million views.
I saw that.
Yeah, and like I think it's a really well done thing. But what's interesting is one, people got offended, right?
But the term metrosexual?
No, because Mark, you could be whoever you want to be. Just understand that. But from saying from fat powerlifter, right? It's like saying you went from somewhere like a powerlifter who is fat to like the title says Jack Metrosexual,
right?
Where it's like, well, you went from a powerlifter to something else. So it sparked like a lot of conversation, and then the big one, like it brings up like you're talking about Janae, but just questions like, what's a metrosexual,
right?
And like people are like, wait, Mark's gay? It's like, but I thought he has kids. Yeah. No, but I thought he was going out with this dude. Well, I saw a photo where he was with this guy, and let me just say it looks suspicious. And I'm like,
there's a lot of photos like that
around you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, now.
Joe Rogan said that if you're famous enough, you'll end up with a dick in your mouth. Yeah.
So has that happened yet?
Remember
is the question.
When we went to see him?
Yeah.
No.
Exactly.
I don't doubt it.
I'm not famous
you
enough.
You guys are both.
Yeah, you're the most famous at the table.
This guy here.
You guys are right next to each other.
Just ask Mike.
When you were on Rogan, you mentioned that we'd gone to see him a couple of years ago. I was so offended that he didn't remember us.
What an asshole.
This is awkward. Yeah. It's incredibly awkward.
I love Joe Rogan.
Yeah, he's funny. Yeah, he's super funny.
He was awesome. It was awesome being there. So what are you expecting to do in the meet tomorrow?
600.
Shit.
650?
730 bench press. Spoto, you hear that, Spoto?
Bye, buddy.
Nah.
Just start with a world record, okay.
And then, and then go up from there.
Sounds
that's
good.
Gonna
that's
going to be my
good
opener.
Deadlift 1,050.
730 opener. Nah, 1,035.
Yo,
I hit
gonna go 1,015
light. For two.
Oh, already,
so, that makes sense. You know. The math works out.
No video, though.
No.
Cameras run out of batteries.
I want to save it.
Exactly.
I want to save that one.
Nah.
I don't know, man. Honestly, in my, like, you know, I'm like, you know, definitely want to get over five on bench and all that. But in reality, I just want to get clean lifts. That's it.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm going to fill it out. Start at, 425, see where we go from there.
Are you nervous about the drug test afterwards?
So nervous. So much cocaine on the way.
Yeah.
Too much
really?
Cocaine.
No, I think that would help.
I think the stakes are high for people who are on YouTube and have a big following when they lift in meets because
everybody see it. Yeah,
exactly. The clean lifting, that's a big deal. Mm-hmm. That's a big deal. You'll hear about it right away.
I think
away.
Most of it will be positive.
Yeah, I
no matter what the result is.
You'll probably squat deep.
The
results always positive. Even if someone doesn't do well.
Yeah.
It's no bad to me, so it doesn't matter. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, if I don't do it properly, I learn. I'll do it better the next time.
Right.
I mean, you know, I'm going into this with a completely open mind. I'm not going into this like, usually I like to win, you know, and I go into competitions in like rage mode, everything I do. With this, I have a different mindset. You know, I'm just going in to experience
it. That's good. You're
going
there to lose.
I'm going in to experience it.
Yeah,
you know, and see where we go from there. Yeah. I don't know what to expect yet.
Powerlifting is a little different sport, even though it is competition. And you know, if you out total somebody or outlift somebody, you win, and that guy loses. It's different because the quote unquote underdog can kind of never win, and the expectations or the reality of what you're going to do is already set. Mm-hmm. If you've trained 6 weeks and you hit 500 for two, you'll probably bench about 520 if nothing goes wrong.
Right.
In basketball, the worst team in the world could beat the best team in the world if some weird shit happens.
Right.
That doesn't really happen at powerlifting.
You know,
you could lose it for yourself, but you can't really.
I have weird shit going on with me right now. My favorite lift is a bench press, right? 1 week, I'm fucking smoking big numbers. The next week, I'm getting crushed.
Yeah.
So with me,
you're traveling.
I have no idea what's going to happen tomorrow, and I'm going to just, hey, just go have fun.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm in a situation to where I'm not in control right now because it is, you know, it's pain I be getting. So I'm going to just go have fun.
Yeah.
You know? I'm going to go have fun. That's it. I try to have fun. If I fuck up, I'm not going to have fun.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm going to just go with an open mind and try to do the best I can. That's it. And, you know, I'm going to document it, show the world, hey, this is what happened. It is what it is.
Hell yeah.
Are you guys going to compete again? Mark, Mike?
Who knows?
No plans as of now.
I don't think he's telling the truth.
One more return.
I could fart in the microphone if you need me to.
What would that solve?
Everything? Yeah.
Well, yeah, no plans. Maybe.
Mark's still young. He could make it.
Mark's not young.
Are you hearing these things, Mark?
Hmm?
You do anything you put your mind to.
Compete.
Maybe.
I understand why I retired, and when he told me, when he texted me what he was going to do, I was like, I'm not going to argue with you because I understand your reasoning.
It was weird. He retired the day before I did.
But it's also
not scheduled
group announcement.
But it's also not impossible.
Yeah,
that he would get the bug to do it again one more time.
Every
couple of years or whatever. And then, you know, I mean, you're still retired if you don't do it all the time, right?
Well, training with Mark, I see that he still gets very fired up when he lifts. So I think the fire's not gone.
Yeah.
Right.
I think he'll be back at it. Yeah. My personal opinion.
Get out of here.
Get out of town.
I mean,
peer pressure.
He's been hitting 315 on the bench.
Looking good.
325's coming soon, bitches. Yeah, baby.
Follow his Instagram.
That's right.
That cool
@SilentMike.
So what else you guys got going on? You got a documentary you're working on?
Yes, we're working on a documentary.
It's not top secret, right?
Okay. It's not top secret. Nah, but I'm very excited about it.
Does a documentary start off in the beginning as you, a small white kid?
In Indiana?
In Indiana,
The cornfields.
You're what, 7, and then you decided to switch?
I had chronic bronchitis and emphysema and all mixed together and overcame.
Yeah.
You
it's
know.
A wonderful story.
It is.
Yeah.
Critically acclaimed.
My name was Tiny Tim back then.
Turned into Big Mike.
You know, I drove a tractor across the country, one tank of gas.
Really?
And,
it's like 9
you know,
films in
Nah, but the documentary.
From Indiana to where?
to California.
Oh,
to Compton. Yeah, Indiana to Compton.
Yeah.
Tractor.
The success.
It was revolutionary. Nobody's seen that.
With the
nobody's seen that done before.
That's a tractor.
And you always bullshit people like the eyes. Nobody's seen that done before.
You had the straw hat, right?
Straw hat.
That was you, yeah.
And then it slowly turned into a snapback.
And then you
halfway over.
Started a group called NWA.
I did that.
Amazing, yeah.
Did you show them footage? How did
yeah. Sold a headphone company. A lot of money was made.
Yeah. Damn. Yeah. What's going on with the documentary? How far along are we?
We're near the finish line, actually. We're projecting to be complete by mid-September. And post-production, put it all, slap it all together, slap it all, you know, throw the peanut butter and jelly on it, throw the bread on it, you know, it's a sandwich.
Yeah, pretty good.
Strawberry jelly.
I like that, right? Nah, but seriously, we'll be done soon. It's been fucking great.
Yeah, Mars just takes a long fucking time, doesn't he?
Nah, Mars, he's a perfectionist.
I know, but come
but
on.
Nah, it's not,
he's got to move fast.
It's not Mars, it's like,
I'm kidding.
We got, you know, everything's mapped out, so you got to wait till this date to do this.
Yeah,
you
stuff
know,
takes
but,
time, yeah.
But nah, it seemed like every shoot, gets better and better, and it's not just about me, you know, it's about the community. Right. It's about people that I fucking respect. Like, I didn't want to, you can have anybody in your shit, but I wanted people who I wanted in it, you know what I mean? So, and... You know, the jewels that everybody's dropping is just fucking phenomenal. And it's giving people a chance to see us outside of lifting weights.
Yeah. I'm glad you asked me to be in it since I invested in it. So it was cool, man. I appreciate it.
Executive producer. That's a
slingshot.
But yeah, but I couldn't be happier with where we are so far, honestly. And people get a lot of my backstory because there's a lot of talk.
I know you filmed stuff with your mom and stuff in New York.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I remember you said all that went really well. You mm-hmm. were really you were real happy with how that went.
Yeah, we went to the house I grew up in, and, you know, I even found out stuff that I didn't know, you know, my mom. Because I was, you know, younger. She don't tell you.
Yeah.
They don't tell you everything.
Yeah, right. Aren't parents wild?
Then they just slips out. Crazy. You're like, wait a minute. What? Excuse me?
Yeah, that shit's on another level.
So it's cool, though, to learn. But now I'm excited. It's some good shit on there that people have no idea of. It's fucking crazy. And people see, they're going to see all the way back in the day. Because you got to think, me and Mars have been friends for, like, 10, 12 years.
Yeah.
And he was a videographer since he was like junior high. So you can imagine some of the.
Was he jacked in junior high?
When I met Mars, I'm going to tell you.
Yeah, why is Mars so jacked? Your camera guy.
Listen. When I met Mars is like in 05 or some shit like that. And he was with some other people working on some music videos. And.
The thong song?
I just checked him out. Like, I like this dude. Like,
let's go.
He had, you know, I could tell he worked out. He had a cool sense of style. Like, yeah, I can hang out with this guy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So we just clicked. And
Mike's into white dudes that work out, just so everybody, you know, paint the right picture.
With good style. With good style. That's you right. know what I mean? So now he always been jacked. So, you know, I need somebody to have my back. You know, shit.
You know? Shit goes down.
Shit goes down, baby.
Shit goes down. It's the cameras he's going to be worried about.
Yeah, that's right.
For real. Get insurance on that shit.
And then C.T. Fletcher has a documentary out, right?
Yeah.
It's like, I guess it's kind of debuting at the Olympia, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's good, man. Like,
you got a chance to see it?
I didn't see it. I seen clips.
Okay.
And it's some heart-touching shit. Cool, you know what I mean? I mean, I know his story. It's deep. It goes deep into it. And, you know, it's well done. And I'm happy for CT because, like, people see what they see now, and then they don't see all the shit leading up to it. I mean, even, like, a year before, 2 years before, you know, the lights, cameras in action, you know, CT was in, his health was just up and down.
Yeah.
And he was in there working his ass off, training his clients, and dedicated, like, really fucking training them. I used to get mad at them for still coming in. I'm like, you see he's fucking falling apart. You know what I mean?
Leave him alone.
I used to beg him, like, let me fucking train your people. You know what I'm saying? Like, stay home. But he, like, I promised him I'd be here. CT is one of the most genuine people I know, you know? So I'm so happy that all of the things are going for him that's going for him right now, man. I mean.
Yeah, he was super cool when we got a chance to hang out with him. And we got a chance to talk to him. And he kind of maybe talked in a little bit different way than what I've
what
seen on
expect.
Some other
yeah.
channels and stuff. He was, like you said, he was extremely genuine. He was extremely kind, and he's inspiring. He's fired up. Like, you know, it's, right. it's the kind of right. guy that you kind of want. Like, once we hung around him for the day and lifted with him and stuff, I'm like, this guy's fucking awesome. Like, mm-hmm. I'd love to hang out with this dude all yeah. the time.
I used to tell CT's first few videos was with Arash from Strength Project. That's my boy Arash. Shout out to Strength Project. But I used to get mad. I'd be like, bro, do not fucking make CT to be the fuck you guy. You know what I mean? Because that's not who CT is.
Yeah.
And I feel like the beauty of him is seeing that dichotomy of this fucking potentially vehement, violent, crazy person, mm-hmm. this sweet, kind, yeah. older gentleman. You know what I mean? So I wanted that to be, and he's intelligent as fuck. I wanted that to be shown. So I used to be like, bro, do not fucking try to make him out to be just this
right.
ignorant fucking cussing guy, you know, and that's it. So, but, you know, of course, his personality going to come out regardless, right. you know what I mean? And yeah. it works out. But no, I'm just happy. It's going to be dope. Everybody, you going?
Yeah, at the okay, Olympia, yep. Cool. Yeah, it's going to be cool. invited to it, yep.
So, yeah, pre-order it on Vimeo now.
And you're going to be at the Olympia, right?
Yeah.
And you're going to be
competing
you might go?
Open. I'm projecting to be top three. Me, Phil, Kai. You know what I mean?
There you go. So, some kind of order.
Something
yeah.
like that.
Yeah.
Omar Asimov, Olympia, his first Olympia? Maybe.
I'm thinking about it.
Got oh, man. Plans. You ain't been to the Olympia yet?
He hasn't been no. to nothing.
No. I went to the Toronto. Actually, I was here when I was down here. Let's hold up.
Toronto.
Yeah, Toronto.
Oh,
okay. Shout out Toronto.
The Blue
best
Jays.
City in the world.
That's the Blue Jays are doing so good.
That's cute.
Oh, I sent some jealousy here. These Americans. But I went to the Toronto Fit Expo. When I came down here, actually, there's the LA one, and I just skipped that. It's cool. I really like meeting people.
People were so mad.
But,
remember that?
Everyone yeah.
Where's Elmar? Where's yeah. Ass Muffin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's, you know, I like to have genuine conversations, interactions with fans, and so I make it at any point, like in Toronto, anyone can come to the gym, chill, like grab a session. It's kind of, it's a little too quick. You can't really get a conversation going. There's just so many people.
Yeah.
I feel it's kind of like, hey, thanks. It's nothing, it's not that it's not genuine, it's just that maybe there's not a connection.
Yeah.
For me, that I saw, and so like I went there for an hour at the Toronto Fit Expo. I'm like, there's just way too many people here. Like, just you get surrounded. So I would like to experience it. If I could go there, maybe yeah. experience it.
I understand what you're saying. I love yeah. it all because these people, you have no idea what a picture with yeah. what you mean to
yeah.
them. You
yeah.
know what I mean? Like, when you
yeah,
you
Mike
know
does a good job with it. He just stands there with sunglasses on, doesn't fucking talk to anybody. It's like, no, nah, fuck you all.
After
a
can I get a picture? No.
Expo, you ain't shit. Looking at all my the pictures yeah. I'm tagging. I'm yeah. like, this is fucking cool.
Yeah, no, that's yeah. awesome, you know isn't mean? It? It's
yeah,
really cool.
They like, and I'm like, I'm honored. You want to take? Let's go. I could be yeah. eating. Hey, can I take it? Like, let's, yeah. come on, let's go.
Yeah. Right.
You know what I mean? So this shit is
I feel
cool.
That.
You know,
I like we did when we went down to LA. What I like to do is like. Mark actually does this. I stole it from Mark.
Oh my God.
Is workshops though, or like just like free seminars? Yeah. Like people come. I feel like I want to give something that they could take away, like a utility. Like, hey, let's take a look at your squat, your bench, your deadlift. What do we got going on right. there? Can we fix something? It's like this kid just increased his deadlift. Like, remember some of those kids yeah. the squatting we did? Some kids like hit like 20, 30 pound PRs. Like
yeah.
that
yeah.
gets me fired up.
Well, while that is awesome, cool, man. A yeah. lot of people don't have the time for that. Yeah. And they just want the glancing blow, man. They want to have okay. a chance to like shake your hand or
grab your butt
an autograph yeah. or whatever. I mean,
yeah.
The nice thing for me is like I was completely not recognizable the first few times I went to yeah. these things, and so it wasn't a big deal. The last one that I went to, what, the Arnold? Or yeah, the Arnold.
Arnold, I think.
Yeah, yeah. Like that was a multiplier on any other thing I've ever
yeah,
encountered.
Arnold is crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mike brought a whole fucking marching band into our booth.
Hey, because I feel bad. Like, look. I'm moving booths,
yeah.
and then it's a line still.
He's like, hey, let's
like,
go.
Right,
Mark,
like, let's go.
Mike comes okay. walking down the aisle just spreading the fucking
they all
river.
Can. I'm
yeah,
like, fuck
a thousand
it. Make
people
our own
following
rules
him
in
the Pied
yeah.
Piper.
Yeah. It's fun. They love that shit,
yeah,
though.
It's hella cool.
Cameraman, sound guy, hello. All kinds of shit going on.
Hello.
Yeah, it's cool, man.
It's fucked up, man. You fucked up my booth.
So Mike Rashid, Omar Asimov,
and then
Slingshot Booth, Olympia.
I bought them over to buy
breaking
shit,
news.
And y'all was sold out already.
Yeah, we were screwed.
I know.
You're not selling us because it's already sold out.
Yeah, we were screwed.
Yeah, yeah, we're going to be fucked at all these shows. It's fun, though.
It's fun.
It's good shit.
It's fun. So y'all want to swap? You said you want to swap booth space with me?
This yeah. What you want? Booths?
Cool.
Did you say booths?
See,
I think
he says
booths. I think you said booths.
I say booth.
Booth? I think you said booths.
T-H, I don't know.
I heard both, but you know.
Guys.
Oh no.
You guys.
Y'all sound American.
Y'all. Hey.
You all.
Is there
Toronto people are so proper. So
thank you.
Hey.
Thank you.
Hey.
What's going on?
The funniest thing is African American guys doing white guys impersonations.
Oh yeah, that's
we can't. We have the features.
Yeah, you said. Hey. That's all you got.
Was that a Canadian or
all of it?
Yeah, just a proper, straight down the line.
You know the how joke. Are you doing, sir? How does a white guy tell a joke about a black guy?
Oh,
like this.
For the audio, he looked around him to make sure
before he said anything.
Make sure he wasn't being followed.
There it is. Yeah.
That was funny. Come on.
That was pretty.
Fuck
it,
man. Funny.
Two out of.
No, you guys are well spoken.
I mean, by and large, maybe not me, but like the
well spoken and well hung.
I think you are well spoken.
Thank you.
I watch videos and I like this. Oh, okay. Speaks
you're ugly,
very well.
But you can speak all right.
Oh, like saying this. Okay. Thank you. Yeah.
He's got the long hair, man. He's got it going on. Mark
is my defender.
The girl
at Starbucks. I appreciate that, buddy.
She was into it.
Hashtag man bun.
That's true. The Starbucks, that we're at.
I mean, she's probably into girls, but that's okay.
Yeah.
That's all right.
I don't judge.
Hey, no.
I got a surprise for her.
You take it. I got a surprise for her. Yeah.
What is that, a vagina?
Yeah. That's what she's expecting.
Oh, yeah. That's the surprise. Yeah.
A snake in the grass.
Yeah, you were thinking there's going to be a penis down there, weren't you?
Gotcha.
Surprise. Oh, were you wrong?
Got him.
Yeah. Oh, that guy.
Jesus Christ. All right, I think we're fucking done here, right?
All
right.
Yeah, we're just plug away.
Been doing for about an hour.
What's the YouTube's websites? Hit up.
My YouTube is Silent Mike with two K's. You can follow me.
Yep.
I post vlogs daily.
Yeah, they're pretty good. I've heard they're pretty good.
Before we drop off, where did this name Ass Muffin come from? Is this like
it came from you, Mark.
Is this a family thing? It's been passed down
it's
generation?
It's fifth generation.
Is it Viking or something?
I'm not European, but I believe it's Welsh.
Scandinavian.
No wonder he doesn't want to talk about
it. Makes sense.
And you're still prototyping the Ass Muffin, right? Aren't you
still
working on it?
We plan. So I was here last time, and I'm like, yo, Mark, how about some...
30 carbs, 30 grams of fat.
Why does Ass Muffin go together?
I said, why?
It does. I don't know. It sounds good.
I don't know why.
Because my last name's Esof, and they're like, Ass Muff. It's like, I said, Mark, how about we do nieces? And he said, I was called by some random fan downtown. He was fucking like shit faced.
Oh, yeah. What did he call you?
And so he was drunk. People can't pronounce because it's like, it's not phonetic. Like, ISUF, it's Arabic.
Esof.
It's Esof.
There you go.
You never say it on video. You can watch any of the videos, and he's like, Esof. Like, he starts stuttering. Anyways. The kid was like, oh my god, it's Ormer Surf Clam is what he like. It sounded like he said. So everyone, I think that's what Mark played on. But anyways, I was gonna say with Mark that I'm at his place last time back in January. I'm like, we're talking like knee sleeves, like what cool things are coming up, and he's like, ass muffins. He's like, think about muffins like that are shaped like asses. He's like, we'd make a killing.
Muffin is such a pleasant word to say. Muffin.
And ass. What about ass? And then you could say you're eating. It's like, what were you eating?
I don't like the ass with it.
I know where the chocolate would come from.
It offends me.
People say it's like, you know, we're eating. So I was eating ass. Like, we had the tagline. Remember that?
Yeah. Apple muffin.
Seinfeld was trying to do muffin tops only. So ass muffin tops. It would just be tops of muffins that look
like asses. What were you doing with the muffin tops?
They were ripping the bottoms out, throwing them away, and just selling the tops. Because the tops are way
fucking better. Think about the ass muffin.
You're right.
Kind of
that's
spread
so true.
It, you know?
That's
you
so true.
Spread it and then eat it.
No,
you know?
You're killing the muffins for me.
Never look at the muffin the same.
Apple muffin or some cute fritters. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
And that's when it becomes the number one seller. It overtakes Slingshot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to make a product called Ass Muffin.
It's a muffin that looks like an ass. Yeah, we're prototyping it. Yeah, and then tagline's going to be, you know, what are you eating?
Please
ass.
Don't.
Eat more
please
ass.
Don't.
Eat more ass.
Jim, talk to these guys, please.
Eat the booty.
Don't allow this.
I'm telling Andy. Control. If it's a male Ass Muffin, there'll be like little balls hanging out.
Tell Andy.
You just want a little too
much. I'll pass on the Ass Muffin.
I'll take a female Ass Muffin to go.
There's only male Ass Muffins.
Sorry, sir, we're sold out female. I'll take the one with the balls.
Hey, you can just rip the balls off and still eat it.
No, I don't think it's the same.
Multi-million-dollar idea. And then someone releases it ahead of us.
Someone's going to make them.
Yeah, we say that.
Someone's
going to
fucking
And then they're a millionaire.
It's going to be on Instagram.
Sorry, we'll take our royalties.
First there was the cock salad, and now there's ass muffins.
Bam, cock salad.
Guys.
We had to get that. We had to, you know.
We had to slip that in. It is just so.
Yeah, had to go down.
Fifth generation.
We hadn't been outrageous enough.
Mm. All right. Family heirloom.
Where were we?
We're ending it up. Oh, giving shout outs to the Mike. How about you do yours? I shouted out mine. I already said something like two K's. You can follow me.
Follow when me. Is this weird baby going to be made between you guys?
Follow
you guys
me on Super up? Training 06.
06, yeah.
I'm about to, I got to bust a flow, though. You don't use flows no more. What's up, Mark?
Oh, I'll
come on,
I can
man.
Work on it. Been here since 06.
Come on, man. You got to.
I can work on it.
You got to spit that,
I'll get,
spit
yeah,
that
I'll
fire.
Get, I'll get it.
Where can they find you, Mark?
Oh, I don't know. Right here.
Nowhere. Oh, right here. You'll still be here.
Yeah. I'm always here.
Same time, same bat channel. Mike, where can they find you?
OmarEastMove.com. RascalApparel.com.
This was the worst show.
Yeah, this one probably was for air.
The best.
Let's right, delete
I thought,
it.
I thought Mike did a good job. I knew when I was coming, I'm like, they must really be out of gas. Then I'm on. I'm like, hey, I got nothing to say.
Yeah. No, yeah, yeah no. We had
it's a letdown. Yeah. I apologize to anyone that made it this far, hoping there's some nuggets maybe of like Janae or like George Lehman. And they're just like,
nothing good came of this.
Yeah.
This
was Mike did all right.
This I didn't say nothing.
This was an absolute disaster on the show.
Yeah, I said it.
Yeah.
It'll end up being a photo of us.
What we like to call a bonus show.
A bonus show, yeah. Mm-hmm. No.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wait. When was that taken?
I look super happy.
I just took it.
I'm loving
it. You didn't pose?
I don't remember.
I don't know.
Just took it.
When will then be now?
I don't know.
Deep. Forever, ever?
Existentialism.
I like those new picture shapes on Instagram. Sorry, I just do.
I smell like shit. Multiply. We squatted like 4 hours ago. I need to go shower and sleep.
Yeah. You do.
Wash your balls.
We got to edit that video, buddy.
Wash your ass muffin.
Available at howmuchyoubench.net. Available in different colors, male or female, or gender fluid.
Gender fluid.
You have to be considerate. Mark, you have to be considerate.
Is that the one with the filling?
Yeah. The cream?
It's right next to the ass muff.
The cream and the clear.
The gender fluid.
Oh, my God.
I'll take an ass muff and a chocolate gender fluid to go.
All right. Fuck all you guys. Multiply your hustle. Multiply your muscle. I'm at Mark Smelly Bell on Instagrams and Twitters. May all your shits be tapered.
At Silent Mike with 2 K's. You heard me.
No, it's already cut off.
Go fucking go
it's
get
already
it.
Cut off.
Go follow.
I'm Jim.
Unfollow Omar.
I'm Jim McD. STTV AssMuffin.com is not available, by the way.
It's not available.
I'm Jim McD. STTV on Instagram and Twitter. Follow the show on Instagram at Mark Bell's Powercast. Facebook.com/SupertrainingGym. Twitter at STGymSack. Also, Periscope at STGymSack. Later.
Mark Bell's Powercast is a production of Super Training.